2,000 years ago, the Apostle Peter stood up in Jerusalem. It was the festival of the Pentecost, and a miracle occurred at the time, because everybody could hear the Apostle in their own language. Well, that's no easy thing, friends. We count 15 different countries that were represented at the time. So, it had a lot of firsts to it. It had the first spirit begettal. It was the first spiritual gifts to be given to the church. It was the first gathering of the apostles. But friends, it was the first convention. The concept of conventions started with the Apostle Peter. We have been perpetuating that concept over the 2,000 years. And what does that mean, brethren? What does that mean for you and for me? May I suggest, we are not only perpetuating what Peter started, but it means that the church is still alive. It means the church still continues. It means the church is still active. The church is still a force. God's church is still a light in the world. And God's plan is still progressing. I was taking some statistical notes over here, hoping that it might work out. There were 15 countries represented then. I said, I wonder if there'll be 15 ecclesias representing here. And so, let me identify the ecclesias that I note, because we want to wish all of you a very special welcome here at this New England Convention. But here are the ecclesias. Of course, you got the four sponsoring ecclesias. That's Agawam, Groton, New London, New Haven, and Hampton. But here are the others. Jersey City, Westerly, Binghamton, Los Angeles. And if you haven't met the Mengos, because they don't come out the east too often, they're right over here on my right, that good-looking couple over there. Steve and Betty Mengos. Then there is Staten Island. Then there is Rockland. Then there is the Delaware Valley. Grand Rapids is here. And then there is Hartford. So did I leave any ecclesias out?
New York.
New York. Thank you. That makes my 15th. So a miracle occurred again. Well, we want to welcome all of you here. We have planned a feast of fat things. Most important, the most important, is the spiritual enrichment. Because that's the concept that the Lord has designed into conventions. To get this cultivation, this spiritual cultivation, and this spiritual enrichment. You know, I was doing a little bit of statistical analysis. And I says, let's see what value is there with our speakers. We got four speakers, and each will give two discourses. Okay? So that's eight discourses. Now, eight times 45 minutes a discourse, that runs into 6 hours. 6 hours of discourses you will be listening to. And then I thought, if we were to tabulate the amount of time each speaker puts in putting together a discourse. Now, we realize sometimes some discourses are long and some are short. Some are well prepared and some are not so prepared. Some a lot of research and some a little. We realize that. But on the average, I don't know if the speakers will agree with me, but I figure a minimum of 20 hours preparation. And I know Steve Cirasi sometimes does 40 hours. But let's say 20 hours. Okay? 20 hours. 20 hours times 8 discourses, that's 160 hours. Friends, you know what that's saying? That's saying that you're receiving 6 hours equivalent to 160 hours of study that you're not doing. You were just taking advantage of. Wow. We talk about our Lord being magnificent. What a magnificent thing that is. Think about that, friends. When somebody comes up to speak here, you should say, I wonder how much time he put in for that talk. And you're getting it within 45 minutes. What a value, by the way. That's real value. There is one change to the program. It's a sad note, but we understand. Brother Carl Hagensek will not be here. Some of you know, and some of you may not know, that he is having some serious problems with bed sores. And so he has been prohibited from traveling. So strike his name out. He was in twice, and put in the name Russell Shalhoub, who was willing to accept the assignment even at the last minute. So we're pleased to have him. That's Russell Shalhoub in place of Carl Hagensek. Now, if any of you know, if any of you have special problems of any kind, room, services, what have you, please see me. I will try to help. I will be floating around most of the time, but consider me as one who will help you with your problems. Having said that, again, on behalf of the New England Ecclesias, the four which sponsor this convention, I welcome you wholeheartedly. Get involved. We said the biggest highlight is the spiritual enrichment you'll receive. But you know, there are a lot of other benefits, too. Meeting new people, the Mengos, there's the Malinowskis, which we don't see too often around here. And, there's Priscilla Tusia from Florida. Be sure you say hello to her. And who else is here that we don't normally see too often? Well, those are some of them. And these two sisters here, I don't know their names. Tell me. Skidmore? Skidmore, Michigan. Okay. What are your names, sister? Oh, that's your name, Skidmore. Okay. But what part of Michigan? Okay, north of Detroit. Good. So that's another benefit of meeting some new brethren. There's a third benefit, and that is good food. You may have heard that we have good food in this restaurant over here, in this hotel. So you're in for a treat on that. And then finally, a benefit which is not known in the program is we got pizza tonight. So if you're hungry, that's good. So there are a lot of benefits. Welcome to New England.